Richard Stearns is the CEO of World Vision, and along with his wife Renee, has traveled millions of miles visiting children, adults, and communities helped by World Vision's relief and development efforts. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Richard and Renee spoke to the key question we need to ask about poverty in the world.
We had been in Palestine and seeing some of the challenges that the Palestinian Christians were facing in their communities. And I was ready to go home and say, you know, this is not mine to fix. You know, I don't have any expertise. I can't understand the situation. It's much too complex for me. And she challenged me. She says, that's the wrong thing to say. She says, you need to ask yourself the question, what's mine to do? And I think that's the question we all have to ask. You know, the circumstances in which people live around the world are, Rich often says that poverty is rocket science. It's not, there's no quick fixes. There are no Band-Aids that we can put on that will help, you know, a woman who is living in abject poverty somewhere in the world to all of a sudden live life in all its fullness. But the question is, what part can I play? What role, what's my responsibility? And while some people diminish its importance, I think first and foremost, we can pray. God has given us this amazing invitation to come to Him with the concerns of the world. And so to be able to pray for the people around the world as you pray for yourself and your family, you know, as you take a drink of clean water, pray for those people that Rich talked about earlier who never in their whole life will be able to drink a glass of water without, you know, life-threatening bacteria. Pray for those people for whom three meals a day is an unheard of luxury. Pray for the people around the world who God loves and has called us to care about. And in the same way as we're to pray, we're also to be involved in whatever way we can through ministries in our churches, through the support of missionaries. I often say one of the very best things we've done with our children is to buy a map. Find out where these remote places are around the world. When you talk about a family living in Mongolia, be able to put your finger on the map and figure out where that is. Or if it's Ethiopia or Mozambique, learn about where people live and the kind of circumstances they live in. Because when we know more about them, we're more inclined to look at ourselves as brothers and sisters. And then once we know about them, then we can figure out what it is God has called us to do. As I've said, a lot of people from around the world have come to our own communities, and that's a wonderful way to get to know about the customs and cultures of people living in faraway places.